Welcome to Reflecting God. Isaac loved his son Esau, and it is safe to assume Esau loved Isaac, in that Esau brought back game from his hunt to feed his father. Isaac loved Esau. Hey, what about Jacob, his other son? Was Isaac showing a good model to his sons with the choice of preferential love? Most definitely not. This story is messy and sad. So what can we learn that is useful in our walk with God and in our relationship with others? In life, we don't learn only from good examples, but also from bad ones. The scriptures offer us good and bad examples, some to follow and some to avoid. In this case, we see painful choices that led to hardships, deceit, and broken relationships. One major foundation of the suffering in this story was Isaac's preferential love for one son and not the other. We can see the speck in our neighbor's eye, but what about us? Are we showing a love that is preferential or conditional? Are we bold enough to seek God's help and learn to offer a generous love in this imperfect world, following Jesus as our guide? Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.